I've got here a long list of the passage of stuff through the House of Commons to try and get smoking banned or stopped. November 2004, it's quite recent really, I thought this started much earlier. Public health white paper proposed a smoking ban in almost all public places in England and Wales. Smoking restrictions would be phased in with a ban of smoking in the NHS and government buildings by 2006. This, of course, relates back to that case of Joan Clay.
When did that come forward?
That was in 2004.
Oh, right. Oh, so it's really...
And they proposed pubs, bars and restaurants. Again, imagine restaurants.
Well, yeah.
By the end of 2008. That was in 2004. 2005, there was a challenge and a debate within the cabinet. Because at this time, was this Margaret Thatcher's period, 2005? Because she was an
admin. No, she'd gone.
Well, she had a post of a job as being an advisor to one of the tobacco companies.
No, is that right?
Believe it or not, yes. Anyway, it was challenged, but the government said it would still carry on with its plans and expect all workplaces, including restaurants and pubs selling food, they would have to comply by summer of 2007. And then there was a whole host of criticism about this. And in November 2005, the chief medical officer, Liam Donaldson, nearly quit over the partial ban, but decided to stay on to champion a total ban. Mm. They were nibbling away at it.
Yeah.
And in January 2006, government further announcement was give MPs a free vote on an amendment to the health bill. And February 2006... it voted on the amendment to the marginal compromise plan that was put forward to extend the ban to all enclosed public places except private members' clubs. Mm. That was a way to get the vote across.
And that went through Parliament, didn't it?
Well, it did eventually. The ban came into force in 2007. So we're talking of a process that really started in 2004.
We're just saying, Al, that I mean, 2007, we're astonished that it went on for so long. I mean, we are so used now to it not being a problem.
Yes.
It's always been like that, but 2007...
And while all this was going on...
Eight years ago.
Yeah. We've got a number of cases where there were private members' bills put forward in the House of Commons, and they ploughed.
To extend the ban?
Yeah. 62, the Tobacco Advisory Committee, which represents the interests of the tobacco industry, agreed to implement a code of advertising practice for cigarettes, which was intended to take some of the glamour out of cigarettes. 65, 3 years later, the government banned cigarette advertising on television.
65? Now, about that,
65.
65.
Yeah. Now, about that period, I do remember reading that, now, what's the American cigarettes where they had a cowboy?
Marlboro.
Marlboro. The Marlboro man died of lung cancer.
Oh, no.
And that put an end to those adverts, as you can imagine. That must have been a real... kick against the industry.
Cigars. You could still advertise cigars, hence the whatever Hamlet adverts that went on well into the 80s, ones. And cinema advertising went on a lot longer, I think.
Yes, I've got all the dates.
Have you?
Here.
Okay.
I don't know whether it's worth ploughing. You're ready. Okay. Let's...
I'm talking to myself here.
We're running out of time, that's it.
Some of us are. There are about three items that we haven't covered, really, other than cursory sort of look and comment. The future of smoking. What do we think will be like in 30 years' time? There's the e-cigarette, which is making a sort of challenge to the idea that smoking will disappear altogether. Do you think that will last?
It's quite popular at the moment. I've been with about 70 young people at a wedding, and I was surprised that quite a few with the e-cigarettes, because all of a sudden saw these vast amounts of, is it smoke or steam? Yeah, but and then you get a very bright light, don't you, when they first lit up. But I think it's just a fashion.
Passion, yes.
But there were a few young people. Yeah.
Mm. One thing, it's almost turning round in that some people are turning against the vapour type cigarettes, aren't they, by saying that those are not good, and they're starting banning them in public places as well, aren't they?
Free cigarettes.
But they certainly are much more acceptable. And another aspect, actually, of them is that I don't think really people realise just how terrible they smell when they smoke. You know, I mean, sometimes you can... I can be actually on the bus and somebody gets on and especially if they sort of sat near you, sometimes it's turning the stomach because they reek so badly of cigarettes. So, but at least that is one aspect, that if people are on these vapor cigarettes, that they, you know, you don't get this horrible smell of smoke on the clothing.
Right. Yes. So there's a question mark over its future, but some arguments in favor of that it would be less aggressive on the community. Yeah.
One argument that has been advanced is that it helps people to stop smoking.
Yes.
But I think Catherine was saying it. I mean, you see these puffs of vapour. Yes. I think that's invading your space, yes. Isn't it?
Well,
yes. And with a noxious, I think, possibly noxious.
But the cloud of vapour is no worse than a cloud of smoke from cigarettes, is it?
No better.
Well, that's right.
But I can't think that the clouds of smoke were actually behind the cause for the decline in cigarettes. I don't know. It'd be interesting if they were. I know that one of my granddaughters, when I told her that we used to watch films through a fog of cigarettes, couldn't believe it.
No. Mm.
They just could not understand that that was possible.
Mm.
And then somebody pointed out they used to get the black and white of a, you know, black and white film. You'd get patterns coming through the smoke as you looked across the cinema. Experiences that are no longer with us. Yeah.
But everybody in the films was smoking anyway. Look at the Bogart. They all smoked, didn't they?
Yes, when you see an old film, black and white film, they almost... there's nobody who doesn't smoke. And of course, when you research it, you find that the American cigarette manufacturers, Camel and Marlboro, were actually providing finance for these films.
Yes.
That was how it was done.
Yeah. Yes.